First-time visitors to the U.S. Capitol building here in Washington, D.C. usually need a map. The building is full of twisting hallways and steep staircases. Freshman members face a particular challenge getting around, but none more so than Rhode Island Congressman Jim Langevin, a 36-year-old Democrat who is the first paraplegic elected to the House. He says he was awestruck when he first entered the Capitol.
The sense of history entering the building, the thought of those who have gone before me and others, and the tremendous amount of responsibility that you feel when you enter Congress.
There hasn't been any moment that you've gone, gee, that never comes through on C-SPAN.
No, I can't say that's happened just yet. The people have been wonderful, particularly in the minority leader's office and the speaker's office. My colleague Patrick Kennedy, they've all come together, for example, in my case, to make the Capitol and most especially the House chamber fully handicapped accessible for me. And they've just been fantastic.
Well, one would have figured that the people who passed the Americans with Disabilities Act would have had their building up to standards here.
Sometimes progress takes time, I suppose, and I'm glad to help progress along just a little bit faster, I suppose. There have been a number of things they've had to do in terms of removing a couple of seats from the House floor so that I could pull into a spot and speak to colleagues. If there are joint sessions of Congress, I'll be able to have a spot and not be sitting in the aisle, so to speak. Also, they've added a couple of new voting machines so that I can cast my vote easily. And they've had to redesign the mic system and a number of other things.
You lost the use of your legs through a shooting accident.
I was a 16-year-old kid, police cadet in an Explorer Scout program. Loved law enforcement. Wanted to go into law enforcement as a career, become a police officer, go on to the FBI at some point. But one afternoon, I was getting ready to go on my shift, and a police officer's gun accidentally discharged. There were two officers looking at a new weapon, didn't realize it was loaded. The bullet went off, ricocheted off a locker, and then went through my neck and severed my spinal cord. And I've been paralyzed ever since.
Well, you're in law enforcement now.
Well, I'm in lawmaking now.
That's right.
I've devoted my life to public service in another way. After my accident, I had so many just wonderful people come together from my community around the state and rally behind me and my family at a time when I needed it the most and when my family needed it the most. It made me see the good in people and realize what people can do by pulling together and trying to make a difference, and they certainly did in my case. And that touched me in such a profound way that made me want to give something back to the community if I ever had the opportunity. And it just so happened that at a younger age, I started taking more of an interest in government, and I saw that as a tangible way of giving something back. And this is the career path that my life has taken, and I hope I'm making a difference.
Are gun laws some of the laws you're going to be concerned with?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a strong gun control advocate. I believe that there are a number of things that we can and should do to curb gun violence in America. Certainly, a number of these things, such as background checks and waiting periods, wouldn't have prevented an accident in my case. But certainly some of the other things, such as trigger locks being sold with weapons and also guns being properly and safely stored, can prevent accidents. My accident happened at the hands of two weapons experts on a police SWAT team. Now, if they can have an accident with a weapon, anybody can. I don't want to see what happened to me happen to a small child.
About the time you were arriving here, they made an addition to the FDR memorial.
I was there.
Showing him in a wheelchair, something he never wanted to be seen in. How do you feel about that?
I remember 6 years ago, this kind of an issue near and dear to my heart, I wrote and actually met with Senator Daniel Inouye, who is co-chairman of the FDR Memorial Commission, and lobbied him to add a depiction of FDR in his wheelchair. It would accurately represented who he was and the obstacles that he had to overcome. He's a tremendous inspiration to me and millions of other people with disabilities or anyone with challenges across America. And we all face challenges.
Democratic Representative Jim Langevin of Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District.